work of these problems if he could see to them himself. But he needs must rely on incompetence and agents with insufficient power to get the job done. He thought of the Taglian wizard. That tool had not done the job for which it had been forged, but it had served. Pity it had been destroyed so quickly. A pity. Chapter 53. The cavalry rejoined us 2 days north of Dejagore, where I made camp. The general mood was positive. The men resented having been withdrawn. They did not want to believe they had just been lucky, not invincible. I wanted them to know their luck could turn. They did not believe me. Most people believe only what they want to believe. Their confidence had infected Narayan and Blade. Those two would have turned south again without question had I ordered it. I was tempted. I considered myself lucky to be sick. It kept me thinking rationally. They presented a plan for harassing Shadow Spinner into another trap. I told them, "Spinner won't charge into traps. If we separate him from his men, maybe we can trap them, but not him." Narayan leaned close.
"It wasn't luck, mistress. It was Kina. Her spirit is loose. It is the time of foreshadowing. The year of the skulls approaches. She passes her hand over the eyes of her enemies. She is with us."
I wanted to tell him that the man who counts on the aid of a god deserves the help he doesn't get, but I reconsidered. The deceivers were true believers. Whatever else, however bloodthirsty and criminal their enterprises, they believed in their goddess and mission. Kina was not just a convenient fiction excusing their crimes. After months of dreams, I had trouble not believing in Kina myself. Maybe not as Narayan's kind of goddess, but as a potent force that fed on death and destruction. Blade asked,
"Why not take Shadow Spinner out of the picture?"
"Right. A stroke of genius, Blade. Maybe if we all wish hard enough, he'll come floating belly up." He smiled. His smile was no fawning grin like Narayan's, but it was powerful because he used it so seldom. He offered me a hand up.
"Take a walk with me, please."
"Right on the edge there, Blade." He was not sufficiently impressed, I feared. I reminded myself to remember he probably had his own agenda, and I did not have the foggiest what it might be. We walked away from the others. Narayan and Ram and Swan all watched, each with his particular breed of jealousy. "Well?"
"Shadow Spinner is the main enemy. Kill him and his army would collapse."
"Probably."
"I have eyes and ears. My brain works. When I'm curious, I ask questions. I know what Narayan is. I know what you are to him, and I think I know what they want you to become."
No great surprise, that. Probably half the army had some notion, though they might not believe Ram and Narayan deserved their legendary reputation. "So?"
"I've seen Sindhu in action. I understand Narayan is better."
"True."
"Then point him at Shadow Spinner. He could have the Shadow Master dead before he knew what hit him."
"Strangling a sorcerer is a good way of disposing of him. One of Spinner's magnitude relies heavily on voice spells and, secondarily, gesture spells. Stick him with a knife or sword or missile, and he can still use both voice and hands unless you kill him instantly. A Narayan could take away the voice, assuming he could break a neck as fast as he claimed. Gestures would not.